You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Tonight, breaking news, Hurricane Ian slams into Florida as a Category 4 hurricane, making landfall along Florida's southwest coast. Winds at 150 miles per hour, the strongest September hurricane in two decades. The images coming in at this hour of catastrophic damage, a life-threatening storm surge along the coast. We're now seeing dangerous winds and massive flooding in Fort Myers. Homes destroyed, elsewhere cars disappearing underwater. Reports of families trapped, one on the second floor of their home. Fire trucks trying to navigate through the deep waters. Some communities suspending emergency operations, saying it's just too dangerous to answer calls. Tonight, the power already out for more than a million customers in Florida. And the other major concern at this hour, the tornado watch is in effect into the night. Airport closures, the ripple effect now, and this hurricane now headed inland, headed straight for Orlando before then tracking north. Alerts at this hour up across Florida, Georgia, and now the Carolinas. Our meteorologist Ginger Z and Rob Marciano both on the ground again tonight with our team across Florida. Also, the acting deputy director of NOAA's National Hurricane Center right here with us tonight. What concerns him most as we head into the evening hours? The other major news this Wednesday night, the U.S. State Department now urging Americans to leave Russia immediately. The American embassy warning Russians may force Americans with dual citizenship into military service. And the allegations tonight involving potential Russian sabotage of the pipeline that would deliver Russian natural gas into Europe. Ian Pannell inside Ukraine tonight. In this country, the major news tonight on Alzheimer's, a potential breakthrough, a promising new drug, and what it's shown so far. Also tonight, police responding to reports of an active shooter inside a hospital. The search for a famous American skier who disappeared in the Himalayas is now over. Her body recovered, and we now learn what happened. And Katie Couric tonight revealing her very personal battle, what she's saying.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here tonight. And we are thinking of the millions in the path of this hurricane, the Category 4 hurricane slamming into Florida's southwest coast this afternoon. Ian making landfall right near Fort Myers, 3:05 p.m., winds of 150 miles an hour. One of the strongest September hurricanes to strike the U.S. in decades. Already tonight, catastrophic damage, storm surges that have destroyed homes and wiped away cars, devastating winds, and now the rain, up to 30 inches of rain expected in some places. Still a Category 4 hurricane as we come on tonight, winds 130 miles an hour. It is just inching across Florida now, 8 miles an hour, moving very slowly toward the very populated Orlando area. It could still be a hurricane when it gets there. Images of the eye walls that came ashore in Pine Island, Florida. AccuWeather video tonight of the fierce wind and storm surge from just before the hurricane made landfall. In Fort Myers, evidence of that storm surge just ahead of the hurricane. Cars and backyards in this neighborhood disappearing under several feet of water. In Fort Myers, that powerful winds ripping the roof off of this home the moment the eye wall hit Placida, Florida. The picture's right here, the torrential rains, winds destroying this building. A traffic camera capturing landfall in Punta Gorda. Trees blowing in the gusting rains. Tonight, more than 1.5 million customers in the dark. And look at the sparks there flying near these lines in downtown Naples. They're in Naples and in several other communities tonight. Curfews now in effect. First responders finding it very difficult at this hour. The storm surge flooding this Naples fire station, in fact. The hurricane, as we said, now headed inland. Orlando now bracing, where many took cover in hotels. And we have told you here, this could be a Category 1 hurricane still when it arrives. Then, as you can see, they're tracking north, and there are states of emergency tonight in Georgia and in the Carolinas as well. Our team across the storm zone, senior meteorologist Rob Marciano, leading us off tonight from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Tonight, entire buildings swept away. Families trapped by floodwaters. Monstrous Hurricane Ian now lashing the Florida Peninsula. Ian roaring on shore as a strong Category 4 with winds of 150 miles per hour. Official landfall, 3:05 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hurricane Ian now making landfall, and the wind is just ripping across Tampa Bay. Look at the action here on these waters. We've got a reverse serve where the bottom of the bay is exposed in places that probably have never seen the light of day. And at the same time, these huge swells on a normally calm bay with big white caps smashing into that jetty, which protects the airport. So you got water that's exiting and water that's piling up, and the power of the wind and water combined is relentless.
Landfall coming after hours of intense wind. As Ian came closer, our Ginger Z in Fort Myers broadcasting live in the eye wall.
David, we are in the eye wall of Hurricane Ian. That is the strongest part of the storm. You can see almost nothing behind me, but if you could, the eye is only about 5 miles to my west. Look at what's happening right here. We finally saw the wind start to shift, and we've got the surge starting to take over the pool here at our hotel. If you look a little further, there was a dock, and there's a little house at the end of that dock that has been surrounded by the water. Surge here anticipated anywhere from 12 to even 18 feet. That's the type that takes cars, takes homes. It is not just life-threatening, it is not survivable.
Then, about an hour later,
the storm is moving north of us, but we see these winds, and that little house that we were talking about all day has gone. Succumbed to the storm surge. Now the blue roof is all that's left floating in the water toward the building.
What you need to be doing right now is getting away from walls and windows. Treat this like a tornado warning.
Families trapped by the storm surge.
Then you're on the second floor already?
Yeah,
we're all...
Our affiliate WZVN FaceTiming with a group in Fort Myers Beach.
There's 15 feet of water now.
There's 15 feet of water and it's still coming in?
Yeah, it's still steady rise and the waves just keep pushing it through the windowsills.
The fire department unable to reach them due to conditions, offering this advice.
They need to get as high as they can from the water and try to ride out the storm. That's the best advice I have.
AccuWeather capturing the eye wall piling water onto Pine Island as the storm moved onshore. Naples Fire Station taking on water. The storm undergoing rapid intensification ahead of landfall, increasing the hurricane force wind field out 45 miles from the center. Hurricane hunters flying into Ian, knocked around by extreme turbulence.
There goes the beds. Holy cow.
One hurricane hunter describing it as one of the roughest flights of his career, that he'd never experienced that much lateral turbulence or seen that much lightning. One of the most powerful hurricanes to ever make landfall in Florida, now expected to cut across the state like a slow-moving buzzsaw.
This is where we're expected to be by 8 o'clock tonight. It's 3 o'clock right now, and look, the hurricane barely moves 50 miles. This is an exceptionally now slow-moving storm.
Orange County fire trucks using loudspeakers to alert residents in this mobile home park.
An evacuation of all mobile homes is recommended.
To seek shelter, the storm is coming. FEMA ready to respond as soon as it is safe.
We've pre-positioned quite a bit of equipment so we can respond immediately. Once we know what the impacts are and what the additional needs are, we're just going to continue moving that equipment in. But I think that we are positioned really well to meet those immediate needs in the first few hours.
President Biden speaking with Governor DeSantis, promising help.
We'll be there to help you clean up and rebuild, to help you get Florida get moving again. And we'll be there at every step of the way. That's my absolute commitment to the people of the state of Florida.
This is a really, really significant storm. It will be one of the storms people always remember when they think about Southwest Florida. Probably be the big one that they always remember.
Just extraordinary rescue images coming in there. Rob, now dealing with the winds still. Rob, you and I were on the air this afternoon, and you were telling us this is very slow moving. It continues to inch across Florida, now headed inland. So take us through the evening hours here and through tomorrow.
Yeah, David, because of that slow movement, the wind here and rain has been consistent and slowly increasing as that storm gets a little bit closer to us and abreast of us, and that exposed bottom of the bay still stands behind me. But we've got an extreme wind warning out for a good chunk of Southwest Florida because of winds of over 115 miles an hour for the next hour or two. We've already had that in Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte. So here you go. That will be going into central Florida before 8, 9 o'clock. Then we should see some slow weekend. But even with weakening overnight, we're still got that tornado watch that includes a big chunk of highly populated east coast of Florida, includes the Space Coast, it includes Orlando. This is in effect till at least 1 o'clock in the morning. Rain and wind on the northwest flank of this storm where I stand, that is very intense. It's very far reaching. And when this thing moves more north and east tonight, Tampa, Orlando gets the brunt of it. Then Jacksonville tomorrow, a strong storm surge on the east side of this. It comes off the Atlantic as a tropical storm, a strong one making another landfall in South Carolina come Friday. With that, we'll have more rain in South Carolina, but up to 15 to 30 inches of rain here in Central Florida because, David, it is so slow moving. We are far from done with this hurricane.
Wow, potentially David, 30 inches of rain. That could bring the second wave of this emergency. Rob Marciano, our thanks to you all day long here. Of course, this is still a very dangerous situation for millions in the path of this storm now headed inland as a hurricane still. I spoke with Michael Brennan, the acting deputy director at NOAA's National Hurricane Center in Miami, just before we came on the air. Michael, thanks for coming back on with us. You and I were on the air just before landfall this afternoon. At this hour, what are you seeing now? What concerns you most?
Well, we're seeing the center of Hurricane Ian move inland. It's passed Port Charlotte and moved inland along the southwest coast of Florida. The winds are starting to come down a little bit, but we're still seeing really dangerous storm surge along the southwest coast of Florida. We're seeing those hurricane force winds spread inland, and they're going to continue to spread inland across central Florida tonight, reaching places like Orlando. So we're going to have really dangerous conditions overnight, in addition to the very heavy rainfall that's going to develop across Florida tonight and on Thursday.
You mentioned that storm surge. You had warned of catastrophic surge, 8 to 12 feet. You said was possible in some places even more. We've seen the images now, cars disappearing under the seawater, homes destroyed, families trapped. This was a really serious situation. It's the kind of situation you cannot survive if you don't heed the warnings.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, we were seeing, you know, expecting storm surge inundation of 12 to 18 feet above ground level. So that's really not survivable in these areas along the southwest coast of Florida. And those water levels are going to stay high well into the day on Thursday as this onshore flow keeps holding the Gulf of Mexico water up into these bays and canals and creeks into this area.
And as we head into the evening hours now, always particularly dangerous when it's dark, especially with no power for more than a million. As this now heads inland, walk us through what we could see next. We know it's heading towards Orlando, a very populated area, potentially Category 1 hurricane still.
Yeah, we have these hurricane warnings in place all the way across the Florida Peninsula, including areas like Orlando, Melbourne, Cape Canaveral area. So we're expecting hurricane force winds, especially in gusts. It could be the gusts that do a lot of the damage, can bring down trees and power lines. So we could expect widespread power outages overnight tonight and early Thursday.
All right, Michael Brennan, the acting deputy director at NOAA's National Hurricane Center there in Miami. We know your time is extremely valuable. We appreciate you coming back on with us. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
There you have it, the concerns from the National Hurricane Center tonight, and that this is still not over. Hurricane Ian's landfall this afternoon led to immediate storm surge. Now the inland flooding, and it's not just the surge bringing the flooding. In some places, the rain, as you heard Rob Marciano say, up to 30 inches now expected. And so ABC's Victor Akendo on the flooding already tonight.
The water rushing into Fort Myers, swamping roads, the tops of cars still visible. But a little more than an hour later, those same cars completely submerged, water now reaching treetops and roofs.
Let's give you a view from our vantage point. That's the storm surge. That's coming right on shore here. Those waves, just incredibly powerful. You can't even make it out right now, but there is a pool directly underneath all of this. Now it is covered in all that debris. You see some floating doors there.
This map showing how much of the area has been flooded by storm surge, with the hurricane still raging. Christopher Barcia has lived in Naples for nearly 30 years, recording this video from his front door today.
That house halfway underwater, there goes my car floating away.
Inland flooding, the deadliest component of hurricanes for the past 30 years. Hospitals in the area prepared for the worst, several now on lockdown, their doors shut to protect patients and staff until the storm passes. Backup generators on hand to continue vital services with the power out.
David, I spoke with the main hospital system in the area, Lee Health. They tell me their biggest concerns were maintaining power, water, and oxygen. The surge is starting to slowly recede behind me, but as you see those waves, it's going to take some time. David?
Victor Akendo, our thanks to you, Victor. More than 2,000 flights canceled today, another 1,800 already canceled for tomorrow. That number continues to grow as we're on the air tonight, and operations at several major Florida airports in the storm zone suspended until further notice. Gio Benita is back from Tampa tonight, and Gio, the ripple effect expected for days from this?
Oh, absolutely, David. Just about every major airport in Florida has been affected by this. As you said, many are shut down. And like you said, it's going to take days to get these back up and running. In fact, the FAA is telling us that airports in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Orlando, they will not reopen until at least Friday around noon. With one exception, of course, if there's damage, it's going to take a lot longer, and we will have to wait until this storm moves through to find that out. But without a doubt, these closures will impact travel across this country, not just here in Florida, for days, David.
Gio Benita is with us and our team there in Florida. Gio, thank you. As we've said, they're now preparing in Orlando. Let's bring in Janae Norman. She's live in Orlando tonight. Janae, we know a lot of people actually left Southwest Florida. They headed inland, and many headed to Orlando to seek cover, and now Ian's headed your way.
That's exactly it, David. We saw those images of cars jamming onto roadways as residents fled Southwest Florida to try to escape Hurricane Ian. But now, and forgive me that there's a siren, now with that rain and more rain and wind expected to move through Central Florida, many of those people who evacuated are now forced to hunker down and ride out the storm here in Orlando. And I spoke to many of them here at our hotel, many of them with pets, all of them with cherished belongings they brought with them when they left their homes to try to get away from the storm that will now meet them here. And David, I spoke with the mayor here. I asked him, how are you making sure that Floridians are taking this storm seriously? He said, because the hurricane season has been so quiet so far, there's no fatigue. This is their first real storm of the season. And as you can see from the very empty roads behind me, many people seem to be taking it seriously, David.
Yeah, we like to see that. Janae Norman fighting the sirens behind her, a very familiar sound across Florida tonight. Janae, thank you. Our team coverage, and we'll check back in with Ginger a bit later here. In the meantime, to the other major news this Wednesday night, the U.S. urging Americans to leave Russia immediately, warning that those with dual citizenship may be stopped from leaving and even drafted into military service. Here's our chief international correspondent, Ian Pannell, in Ukraine tonight.
Tonight, all Americans living in Russia warned to leave immediately amid rapidly rising tensions over the war in Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy issuing an alert warning that Russia may stop dual citizens holding U.S. passports from leaving the country and even conscript them into the military. Meanwhile, the exodus over Putin's military draft is growing. Hundreds of thousands have fled across Russia's borders. ABC's Britt Klenis is at the crossing into Georgia.
All these people behind me have been on a days-long journey from Russia. They say that they don't have any plans, but they just needed to get out. Many of them are relieved, they are exhausted, but they say they had no choice.
Dmitry spent 7 days trying to escape Russia, breathless from 2 days on foot crossing into Georgia.
I don't want to kill people and I don't want to be killed. I don't need this war. I don't support Putin.
And tensions escalating over a bogus referendum in occupied parts of Ukraine. Putin's expected to use the results to declare the regions are now part of Russia as early as this Friday. Tonight, the White House calling it an illegal move that they'll never recognize, saying more sanctions are coming and announcing a $1 billion package of weapons and equipment for Ukraine. The administration also adding its voice to growing accusations that the leaks that appeared in two gas pipelines under the Baltic Sea were apparent sabotage.
David, the administration calling this annexation move outrageous and fraudulent. This new aid package they've announced includes 18 new HIMARS rocket systems. Remember, those are the American-made weapons that have already made such a big difference on the battlefield here. David?
All right, Ian Pannell in Kyiv for us again tonight. Ian, thank you. Back to the news here at home and to the promising news tonight of the fight against Alzheimer's, a new drug showing encouraging results in slowing Alzheimer's. Makers of the drug lecanemab says it reduced cognitive and functional decline by 27%. 1,800 patients in early stages of Alzheimer's receiving injections of the drug. It targets plaques accumulating in the brain. The FDA already looking into this new drug and could authorize its use by January. We'll stay on it for you. When we come back here tonight, police responding to reports of an active shooter inside a hospital tonight. And later, that very personal news from Katie Couric.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
For just a little bit more, I can get you unlimited minutes, data, and text, 6 hotspots, concert coupons, cable subscription, dental cleanings.
We need all that?
Do we need all that?
I wouldn't think so. You should use Consumer Cellular. They have everything you need, nothing you don't.
I'll throw in this tiny little fan. Car wash voucher. Ha! Light up soap dispenser.
I think you lost.
Get the same coverage as the major carriers at half the cost. Save up to $250 a year on all the talk, text, and data you need. Consumer Cellular.
There is news coming in tonight of a deadly shooting inside a hospital in Sherwood, Arkansas, north of Little Rock. Police, FBI, ATF agents all responding to reports of an active shooter inside St. Vincent's Hospital today. At least one person was killed. The hospital was placed on lockdown. Authorities say the victim was visiting a patient. A person of interest is in custody tonight. This evening, search teams have recovered the body of a missing American skier in Nepal. She's well known. Hillary Nelson's partner says her body was found in the Himalayas. She disappeared while they were trying to ski down the 8th largest peak in the world. He says she was swept away after triggering an avalanche. Her body was located today by helicopter. When we come back on the news tonight, Katie Couric's battle with breast cancer and what she's saying tonight. Tonight, Katie Couric has revealed she is fighting breast cancer. She was diagnosed following a mammogram in June. After learning the results, she says she, quote, felt sick and the room started to spin. She underwent surgery and radiation. Her final round of radiation was yesterday. Couric has long been an advocate for cancer screenings. She lost her husband, Jay, and her sister, Emily, to cancer. Katie, we are all thinking of you tonight. We know Katie is a real fighter. Hurricane Ian now moving inland, 8 miles an hour toward Orlando and Ginger. Then there are the emergency calls to come.
As we go into hour 5 of storm surge and intense winds here in Fort Myers, what I'm most worried about, David, is this storm is not yet done. Right out my window, that surge that I was showing you, the home gone, our pool barely visible, it's gone down a little. This is a long time for first responders to have to wait to get to people that inevitably need their help. David?
No question, that's the next wave. We'll have much more on GMA first thing in the morning, and I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm David Muir. Good night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.